Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike series, Blog Talk Radio show. I am your host on the show, and my name is Marina Lieros Naples. And today's episode is about psychic and spiritual children in today's world. And this is part 4 of this special series of episodes. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous ones, I suggest that you go back and start at the beginning. You can stay, obviously, and listen to this show. Of course you can. But I do suggest that you also listen to part 1, 2, and 3. And then you can also listen to part 4 again if you'd like. But with a lot of good information in each one of these for your children, your grandchildren. If you are a teacher or a counselor, if you work with children, such as a type of a social services, if you are a therapist, these the information that I share on these shows is really excellent information in getting in touch with that part of children, where they operate from. They operate more from, and depending upon the age, the younger ones, the emotional, creative side of the brain, more than the intellectual side. Not to say that they are not intelligent or they don't have great intelligence. It's just it's where they operate more from, that emotional, creative part of our brains. And they respond to color and emotion and feelings, so more than the intellect part, because that is the beginning part of what where we all stem from. Our foundation is built upon all of those. So that's why the interpersonal relationships and the bonding and the eye contact and the holding and nurturing is so important from birth on up. Because later years, we're working with the intelligent part of us, the intellect, and which is the left side of the brain, the creative, nurturing side, the emotional side. That's more of the right side of the brain. So we have plenty of time during our life to tap into and operate from that intellectual side of ourselves, in a creative way. So we have a balance in between that. Excuse me here. A little bit of high pollen count where I am, which is in Florida right now. So not sure where you are listening from, but it is a beautiful day here, but we do have a higher pollen count over this past week. So I hope that you are able to enjoy your weather wherever you are on this day. Today I want to discuss a little bit about meditation, and I'm going to be doing a short guided meditation with you later in the show toward the end of the show, so stay tuned and stay here for that part. Talk a little bit about practicing forgiveness, healthy eating and exercise, tuning into the higher power, whatever your word or your description is for that higher power. Holistic with a W or without the W when you're spelling it. And I say it doesn't matter how you spell it, but it really matters is whether you're going to do it or not or whether you do it or not. But let's face it, for many people on a daily basis, this good-hearted intention effort can escape even the best of us. I mean, there are times we have our salads and our filtered water and we are watching what we are eating and we're taking our supplements or whatever herbs that you partake in. And then there are times you just want ice cream. So, well, at least I do. I can't speak for you, but at least I do. So, you know, there's a balance. You've got to be able to feed that part of yourself too, because you don't want to have too much of an imbalance. So whatever your treat is, and that you are going to be, you know, eating, and you don't have to feel guilty for indulging in that. I tend to try and save mine for the weekends. so that, you know, during the week I'm working and I'm doing, holding the online classes, and I am doing my blog talk show, and I just started a YouTube channel. So, you know, I'm focused on work and I try and stay healthy eating. And then on the weekend, it's like, okay, where's the chocolate? Where's the ice cream? Where's the, you know, a little piece of candy or something, so I can splurge a bit on there and still feel as though I am eating a healthy lifestyle here, you know, leading one. So what does it mean to lead a holistic lifestyle? And how easy is it to incorporate some of the practices into your life? You're going to find out a bit about that during this show too. And is health a contributing factor to spirituality and the practice of metaphysics? Can you reach a higher evolved realm of spirituality if you're not eating healthy? Because it, you know, what do you think? Do you think that you have to have that? You have to be cleansed and you have to have that balance and your chakras balanced, and you have to be eating all of the very healthy foods in order to obtain those levels and to be able to practice metaphysics in your life? Have you even thought about whether or not that is a contributing factor to evolving or not evolving? We'll talk a little bit about that too. So now let's go ahead and get started. Meditation, what is it? Why is everyone doing it? I do hold a class for children, younger children, about what is meditation and, you know, why is everyone doing it? And very simply put is because it really calms us down. Our lives are hectic. And in these days, things are just absolutely crazy right now. And you don't know what to listen to. You're hearing so much. It's coming from all sides, all angles. You're getting plummeted information overload. And it's really wearing on most people. You know, there are people that don't turn on the news and they just say, forget it, I'm going to live my life. I know what my beliefs are. I know what my practices are. And they go about and do that. But once they step outside of their door, you're bombarded with it still because of all these guidelines and rules and regulations and things that when they say that they are laws, but they're not laws because we have certain steps in each state that we do in order to pass laws in our state. And the federal government has certain steps that they must take in order to pass laws. So most of these things, when people are saying they're laws, they're not laws. But nonetheless, you're getting bombarded out there by all of this. If you work from home, you pick up your groceries, have them, you know, delivered, you're going to avoid some of that. Still, it's global. So right now is a very difficult time for everyone. So meditation is very imperative for us to be able to tap into, tune into, and center ourselves and get very connected with that and to let go of and release everything that's going on out in the world around us. We need this. This is really fundamental to good health care. When I look at the different commercials and written words about health care, what we really have out there is sick care. We don't have health care. We have sick care. And that is taking care of people once they get sick and all the medications and the diagnostics and testing and everything else. It's sick care. You want to be able to take care of yourself with health care. And how are we going to go about and do that? There are some very easy things that you can do to bring in more healthy habits and foods and just thinking, emotions in your daily life. And one of them is turn off that news. We are getting bombarded, and on social medias, we have got so many social media platforms out there nowadays, and we are just getting information overload, and the way they are set up is to ignite emotions in us, and they can twist and pull and turn us in any direction that they want, and that is advertising. And if you don't think that they are doing it in the news, you'll be surprised to find out that they do. They do it in all different avenues that are open to information and interaction with the public. Advertising is very, very successful because they know how to play upon the emotions, know how to play upon the thoughts, the feelings. Our belief systems know how to integrate what they want from us to make that one of our belief systems. If you take and turn off the volume on the television and you watch objectively, you watch those commercials, the colors that they use, the backgrounds, the people, their hair color, the clothing that they're wearing, it mirrors what they're selling. And just the way they're standing, sitting, the way that they're looking, body language. If you take a look at those with the very objective eye, you'll be able to see how we're being played. We really are. And they want us to feel a certain way. I remember years ago hearing and reading about that country music, and probably not so much anymore. There's a lot of upbeat stuff. I listen to a little bit here and there. It's not my thing so much, but you know, I can appreciate a number of the songs. But I remember, we're going back a few decades ago, talking about the country music and how it would bring up the emotion and the sadness of everyone. And where I had worked one time, they would play country music, and he said how it makes people, there were studies done from what he was saying, it made people drink more. They drink more, he makes more money. There's more money in his till. So, you know, you have to be really careful. Watch with an objective eye to see what is going on, what is the way things are being presented to you, and learn to turn it off. Learn to turn it off. Put it away and put on some music, or just have absolute quiet if you are in your home, somewhere where you can get a quiet room, even if you have kids, you know, having them doing something else so you can have at least 15 minutes and sitting down quietly to just decompress and let everything go. And even if you can only meditate for 5 minutes each day, or 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, it's going to make a world of difference for you. You're going to tap back into that center part of yourself where you are grounded and you're connected with your higher self. And that is where the truth lies. And that's so important that you know that. That is where the truth lies, not what's out there. We have this intuition inside of us for a reason, to help guide us. And whether you get it through prayer, through meditation, through doing some art, like I just finished a 3-day class for the kids, is where they design their own mandalas, their own mantras, and also some type of a hanging meditation art. So even just doing something like that, the coloring books for adults and teens are very popular these days, and they're very ornate. And when you sit down with that and you start coloring it in, and the curves and the different colors you're using, get lost in that. It's like when you read a book and you're engrossed in the book because the story is so good, and then all of a sudden somebody is calling you and you don't hear them, is what you want. You want to be so tuned into inside of yourself, inside of that inner part of you where the truth lies, that you don't hear the noise and the lies that are out there. You listen to you and that higher power, whatever that higher power is for you. And that alone will go a long way for your own health and your peace of mind and for your children and your grandchildren. Right now, so many people out there are absolutely losing faith in and desperation in, even to the point that some are contemplating committing suicide, and others have. Overuse of drugs, street drugs, their medications, alcohol, other type of stimulants or depressants, because they want and need to block that out. If they only knew, if they only knew what meditation can do for them. It could change their world, their emotions, and their outlook. Listening to that still voice within them where all truth resides. That goes a long way without even planning on it, of living a more holistic lifestyle, because you're going to be listening to that inner part of yourself because you're going to be tapping into it on a regular basis. You'll have the answers. And then also, when that extra piece of cake or pie is there, but you want it, but there's a part of you inside that feels content and knows I don't need it. And it'll choose not to have that. It'll choose not to smoke that extra cigarette. It'll choose to turn to something else, but knowing in their mind they can still have it. It's not that it's off the menu. But because the first thing we do when we're born is that we want to be fed at our mother's breast. So what do we do when we're emotional throughout our life? Money, turn to food. Or they completely turn away from food. Anorexia, bulimia, there's a rejection there. Something happened. And once again, meditation, getting to that part inside of ourselves can go a long way into healing those emotions and what's in our mind locked away inside of us that we've stopped becoming aware of. So if you and your family haven't started meditating yet, I highly recommend really to begin some type of mindfulness, some type of meditation. If you know somebody, or if you work with people, no matter their age, that are going through a difficult time, this can help them. And once again, just starting out slow, and you know, your mind is going to wander, you gently bring it back, and you acknowledge, yes, my mind is going to wander. It just happens. It's difficult not to have it happen. Gently bring it back to what you were thinking, what you're doing with your meditation. Is health a contributing factor to spirituality and the practice of metaphysics? You want to be healthy, so you're going to be able to have the energy and be able to do the things like that. But there are many people over the centuries that did not have access to healthy foods and water, and you know, eating regular meals, that were able to obtain and did obtain a high level of spirituality, were religious leaders that were very in tune spiritually. Does it help? Absolutely, it helps. A good healthy body? Absolutely. If someone is being bothered by negative spirits and attachments, and you know, they're quite oftentimes that they are being talked into, you know, to not eat certain foods, and then they become less grounded, and they don't want them to be around other people, and to isolate and spend more time with that entity. So somebody like that needs to be more grounded. So they would need to have things like meat in their diet. They would need to be around people. They would need to eat healthy. So yeah, it definitely, health has an effect, but it doesn't stop it. Our pineal gland absolutely needs to be healthy. So many studies out there about fluoride calcifying the pineal gland. And does that mean that you can't be spiritual anymore? Does that mean that you can't be intuitive, psychic, and do any of this? No, it does not mean that. But we do need to have a healthy pineal gland. And there are many ways out there, much information out there about ways to help get that pineal gland back to a healthy state. So how does that affect children and their schooling? In every way. It really affects them in every way, because also, if you look at the schooling, we're teaching them intellectual. What is the first thing that they take away when they say the budget is too thin? There's not enough money to put into the budget. They take away the arts. they take away music, they take away the band, they take away all of those things that are the creative side of the child. We need to have them be fed this. So we can always do this at home, and now with so much more online, platforms of teaching classes, there's so much readily available out there, including YouTube. So we want to keep them reading. We want to keep them entertained in the arts. We want to keep them with the music and dance and all of those things. Sports is another one. We want them to stay in contact with that because it's more healthy, because it creates the inner balance within us on all levels of our beings, not just the physical, not just hearing. So you've got the physical, the mental, the spiritual, emotional. You've got all the different levels of our being. So we have a balance. When they're at school, they're being taught certain subjects in a certain way. And the belief systems of this is the way things need to be executed in order to be able to work later and to be able to live your life and a productive life. And those are all good things. But we want to make sure that we are also feeding our children and our grandchildren what they need on all the other levels of them. And it can start. Meditation is an excellent first step to doing that. I gave some recommended reading in the third episode, so you can go back and grab that. And I am going to put that into the episode information on this one and also the third one. But also on the Facebook page, and then it will also be on the website, Meeting Ike Series. So you can pick up the recommended reading there. So I would love to have you. I am working on my website, and anybody who knows me knows that I am not into website creating, designing. It takes me forever. I'm really working hard on it, and I think it's come a long way, but there's so much that I still want to do with it. But I'd love to have you go take a peek at the website, and that would be meeting-ike-series. So that's meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. And Weebly is spelled Weebly. We're on Facebook as Meeting Ike Series, and YouTube is Meeting Ike Series as well. I have one video up there. So I just started that channel there, and I'm going to have it grow. I've created a channel on BitChute. I think I'm on Twitter, and I have to make a list, and really this is all new to me. So I'm trying to bring it all together. So that is what's new happening there. On the website, what I'm going to be doing, and then I'm going to do that short meditation with you, is I'm going to be adding in there because different affiliate links to holistic health, metaphysical, and spiritual organizations, companies, and the like, of practitioners and things like that. So it'll be a great resource for you when you're looking for something like that. Obviously, with affiliate links that I will be making receiving some type of compensation from those, so I do want to disclose that. Also, I own a products company where I create and make all natural body care products, and that business is Marina's Luscious Body Products, because your skin will feel luscious. So I make bath and body products, and there are no synthetics or nothing artificial in anything that I make. I use mostly organic ingredients, and there will be a link on this website or that as well, my products. I'm also on Etsy, so you can take a look at there. And I also have a website for that under Marina's Luscious Body Products, also on Weebly. So let's get started with this guided meditation. We've got about 5 minutes left, And so get settle in, get comfortable. Close your eyes. And take in a nice, slow, even, deep breath. To the count of three, then slowly let that breath out. And in your mind, tell your body to relax. It's safe to relax now. Take another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. Slowly let that breath out as you tell your body very gently to relax. One more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath for the count of three. And again, slowly let that breath out as you very gently tell your body to relax. And now with your eyes closed, I'd like you to picture yourself walking down a path. And as you're walking down this path, take a look down at your feet. What are you wearing on your feet? Or are you barefoot? Continue walking down your feet. Continue walking down your path. And up ahead is a white, fluffy cloud. Go and walk up to that cloud, your cloud, made especially for you. Lie down on your cloud, settle in, and get comfortable. Your cloud, very slowly, very gently, and very, very safely, floats up into the sky, only as high as you want it to. Your cloud begins to shimmer with relaxing energy, and your body absorbs this relaxing energy, filling you up inside. And the more you absorb, the more relaxed you become. Above you now is a brilliant bright white sun, and it's shining down on you. Its rays are warm and gentle, and it feels good. Your body begins to absorb this brilliant bright white sunshine, filling you up inside until you're completely filled and you're shining just like the sun, because it is now shining through you too. Your cloud begins to very slowly, very gently, and very, very safely float down through the sky, closer and closer to the ground. And as it does this, you become more and more relaxed. Your cloud is now hovering over the spot where you began. Get up from your cloud. Tell your cloud thank you. And begin walking down your path again. Take a look down at your feet. What are you wearing on your feet this time? Or are you barefoot? The path leads to the front door of your home. Go and walk up to it and stand in front of it. Put your right hand on your front door. And that brilliant bright white light that is shining in and through you begins shining out through your right hand, filling up your front door. And then it shines out even further, filling up each and every room in your home and everything in each and every room. And now it shines out and fills up everyone who lives in the home, including any pets. Your front door opens, you walk inside, and you walk over to the room where you're seated right now, step inside your body, bring mind and body back together. Take a deep breath and open your eyes.